So we should definitely be of good cheer. I will say something that might make some of you angry, and certainly since this homily would be published in audio on the internet, it might make somebody angry. People don't like to hear this, but I say it and I believe it. That doesn't mean that there aren't other ways to treat this illness. There are. But I would tell you that depression is not being of good cheer and is a sin. Now, I've experienced depression before. Absolutely, it is a sin. Now, there are people that have depression for many other reasons besides sin, or other reasons that including sin. And sometimes it can be treated by different medical treatments and different therapies. All that is good and God-given. Glory be to God for it. But we should be of good cheer. So when we are not of good cheer, it is a sin. There is nothing wrong. In fact, it is important for us to be willing to call things that are sins, sins. This might be a little bit in a rabbit trail. Remember Michael Dom, he's always telling me I go off in rabbit trails. Sometimes I would ask him, what did you think of the sermon? He says, well, you were going real good there until you went off that rabbit trail and you lost me. Well, here's a rabbit trail. But it's, I think, an important one. If we are to be of good cheer, we have to recognize the things in us that are sins. There's a common and false narrative regarding sexual sins, especially unnatural sexual sins. The false narrative is that it's not a sin to be same-sex attracted. It's just a sin to act on it. And that's incorrect. It is a sin to be same-sex attracted. It is a sin to have an attraction to someone not your wife, not your husband. Whether you act on it or not, whether or not you look at that person or not, whether or not you flirt with that person or not, it's still a sin to have an attraction which is not lawful. But then again, we have attractions that are not lawful all the time. It doesn't seem to bother us to call those things sin, like jealousy, right? Or anger, or remembering wrongs. Most people are able to admit that those things are sins. Well, so is unnatural attraction, or even natural attraction outside of marriage to someone where we are fixated on it in some way. Of course, sexual attraction in and of itself is not a sin. Without sexual attraction, there wouldn't be boy meets girl and boy marries girl and they have children. But these things are sins. So what? Well, so what is this? We struggle against our sins. We're honest about our sins. We're honest that when we're very depressed, that is a sin. We might seek treatment for it through the doctor. May it be so. But we have to also recognize that we are responsible also for this spiritual condition as a sin, because we should be of good cheer, because we're Christians. Now, I hope this is not too shocking to you. I'll tell you that in social media, if you say such a thing, people go berserk, because the world wants to say, no, that's not a sin, or that's not a sin, or that's not a sin, that's just being human. Well, I don't want to be just human. I want to be the human being that Jesus Christ is, and the human being that I am now is not anywhere close. Not according to the measure and stature of Jesus Christ. So I'm not interested in being just human. I'm interested in being the human being that Jesus Christ is.